welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angelo and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn. Good morning or good afternoon. Today, as always, we have a phrasal verb episode for you. And today we're going to tell you about 10 phrasal verbs with the verb take. So let's get started.
Okay, our first phrasal verb is take after, which means to look or behave like a parent or an older relative. So it's not necessarily your mom or your dad. It could be your grandparents.
Anybody
or
related
to an aunt, an uncle, more or less anybody except for like your own brothers or sisters. Yes. Okay. And our example is people tell me I take after my mum.
Next, we have take away. And this means to remove or seize something. So, for example, the teacher took my phone away because I was using it in class. And as a teacher that works in a school, I am often taking things away from many of my students.
Yeah, and with takeaway, don't forget, which you probably all know, takeaway for food, where you go to the restaurant and you literally remove it from the restaurant to take back home, or they bring it over to you.
Exactly.
Okay, our next one is take back, which we have two different definitions for this one. Our first one is to retract something you did or said. For example, sorry, I take back what I said last night. I didn't mean any of it. And our second definition is to return something to a store or where you got it from. For example, I don't like these pants. I'm going to take them back.
Next, we have take down, and this has three meanings. The first meaning is to disassemble a large structure. So, like take apart, really. For example, can you help me take down this tent, please? Next, we have to remove something. For example, the principal made us take down the posters, or take the posters down would be better. And next, we have the third meaning, which is to write down something that is said. For example, waiters and waitresses need to take down customers' orders or else they will forget.
Yes. Okay. And our next one is take in, which we have two definitions. The first one is to welcome someone and allow them to stay in your house or your country. For example, Canada takes in many immigrants. So here we're talking about the country, or I will take you in if your parents won't let you live with them.
And we also use take in, this example of letting someone in, for animals, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I found a dog in the street, so I took him in.
Yeah, exactly. And then the second one is to retain information. And our example is, that was a difficult lecture. Did you take any of that in?
Next, we have take off, and this has four meanings. The first one is when a plane leaves the ground and begins to fly. For example, the plane will take off in 3 minutes. The next example is to remove something. For example, can you please take off your shoes in my house? Next, we have to have time away from work. For example, I need to ask my boss if I can take Monday off. And finally, the fourth meaning of take off is for someone to leave a place suddenly. For example, she was upset and just took off. So it is a very sudden, unexpected leaving of someone.
Yeah. Okay. And next up we have take on, which has two definitions. The first is to accept responsibility or work. For example, he is taking on too much, he's going to burn out. And our second definition is for a company to employ someone. For example, you should send in your application, maybe they are taking on new staff.
Next, we have take over, and this just has one meaning, and this means to take control of something. For example, I'm scared my brother will take over my father's company when he dies. I don't trust him.
Okay. And next up we have take out, which has two different meanings. The first is to remove something from a bag. For example, I want to see the gift. Take it out. And the second one is to accompany a person out for a meal or a date. For example, for my wife's birthday, I'm going to take her out to her favorite restaurant.
And finally, our last phrasal verb of the day is take up, and this has three meanings. The first meaning is to start a new habit or hobby. For example, last summer I took up golf and I really like it. The next meaning is to occupy space or time. For example, sorry for taking up so much time. I really appreciate all your help. And finally, the last meaning is to accept an offer or challenge. I think I'm going to take up my boss's offer to relocate.
Okay, thanks for listening to another episode. We hope you've been taking down some notes and learning from our episodes. And as always, if you have any ideas or something you'd like us to cover in our episodes, don't hesitate to get in touch with us via our Instagram or our website. See you on Wednesday for another episode.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.